Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, you can take control. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Also, still to come, Mark, you've got the 200 fireworks that made it right past the TSA, apparently. Those beautiful security agents, they are just so great at their job. They're doing an awesome job keeping us safe. Let's continue, though, with your calls. First, Matt is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Well, I wanted to call, and I called in yesterday about the child support thing, and I actually had a hearing this morning to go over it and had a couple updates to give you. Basically, I found out that there is a law on the books that it's actually Virginia Code 20-124 that says if dual health care is supplied, that the more substantial care is chosen. So when we went in there today, I found out the reason she didn't want me to pay for her health care is because that also lowers her child support payment. So,
oh, you know, okay. So you've got an ex-girlfriend or wife who is getting essentially money from you for child support, and she wants to keep taking the government health care that she's also getting. And
yep.
You've offered, in an attempt to try to get her off of this welfare system, you've offered to take care of all of it. You've offered to take care of all the health care costs. And she has refused. She's resolutely refused to allow you to help her with those things. She loves the government welfare. She's totally hooked on it. And now you've kind of come to one of the reasons why, besides the fact that she's just been used to it and you know, she's an addict to the government health, to the freebies, the welfare, what appear to be freebies to her at least. You find out that if she takes your money for the health care, then that reduces the total, the aggregate amount of money that she would be getting.
Exactly. And I actually do more than offer it. I've already got it. I've got the cards, and it's already in her name and everything. And she still doesn't want it, you know. And that, you know, that didn't make them happy today. So, I mean, that definitely is going to work out in my favor. And,
well,
mean,
maybe,
I don't know if you're,
maybe it'll work out in your favor. You're going to win in this little court thing, but don't forget that this is the gal that has your kid. And
oh,
so
I know.
She's going to use it like a bludgeon if that's what benefits her. In some cases, they will do that.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know if you've ever been down to a child enforcement office, but it's bleak. It's like a jail down there. I mean, there's no windows, there's no colors. They actually demand that you bring the child with you to establish paternity, even though we had already established paternity. So you're in there with a whole bunch of kids who are bored to death and, you know, screaming, don't want to be there. It's like a DMV, but for children instead of cars. I mean, basically, they made me wait an hour and a half. You know, you got to be there promptly to sign in.
Right.
And you sit there for, you know, an hour and a half waiting around. And, you know, and then I go up there, and the system is set up, you know, for deadbeat fathers, and they didn't know what to do with me. You know, I have all my support paid up. I'm providing health care. I already had a paternity established. So, you know, I get there, and it's a, you know, a two-minute thing for something I waited an hour and a half around for.
Yeah.
And actually, her boyfriend had the audacity to say to me, you know, in your free world, we wouldn't have any places like this, you know. And I was like, well, that's good.
Great.
And he was looking at it like, you know, well, what would you do about, you know, people not paying their child support, you know, in a free market?
What do you do now? They put them in jail. That's all. I mean, that's not what should happen, but that's what does happen now. And when people are sitting in jail, they don't pay child support.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they also gave me this document that apparently, you know, I've just been doing this on my own, trying to keep the government out of it and giving her money orders every month for the money that I've agreed to give her. And
I'm sorry, but just as an aside on the issue of what would happen, because it's a good question, what would happen in a free market with people separating and child support and all of that stuff?
Well, it's a debt that you basically you incur. You have agreed to it, and
presuming that's what society agrees to. But I think there could be alternatives where instead of paying for all this bureaucracy, the people that want to help support children could just support children and mothers and things like that, and we could just have charities that help people that need that.
We've already got that, and I think that they'll probably get more money.
Right.
Yeah, and they were. I mean, that was another thing that they were saying. They thought, you know, this whole thing was free when we were there. So I decided, you know, I'll walk up to the counter and try to get a hold of this woman that's sitting there, the receptionist, and ask her, you know, how is all this paid for? You know, where does all this come from? And she replied that it's the interest on late payments that people make to child support enforcement.
Oh, please. They keep that they keep that building's lights on with that. That's absolute ludicrous nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And then I also found out, she handed me a piece of paper that apparently says that all the money I've given so far, since I didn't go through a middleman, it's considered gifts. And now I'd have to pay back for the 4 months I've already paid to them, you know, or they're going to suspend my license.
I'm confused by what you just said.
The bureaucrats are saying that you must pay the money to us so that we can give it to the mother,
rather than giving it directly
to the mother, because that's just a gift.
Well, because
yeah,
they can't
I'll read it to you. It says, if you make payments to anyone other than DCSE after you receive this notice, this payments will be considered gifts. They mm-hmm. will not be deducted from your support account, even if you provide copies of the payments.
Hmm.
And this notice actually was mailed, right after she was born. I never saw it because it went up to my old address up in New York. So I'm just seeing it now. You know,
right? And it's so great how they rely on the U.S. mail for serving people with important documents.
Yeah, so, you know, now I got to go. I actually fired my lawyer today because she didn't even get it to me, so I had to pay for a new lawyer to deal with this. And she said it's probably going to, you know, it'll be dealt with, but it's just another $3,000 out of my pocket that, you know, don't really need to be spending.
Thank goodness you can afford it. A lot of people can. I mean,
I can't. I've sold off everything I own. You know, all I have is basically an air mattress and a nursery right now. You know, I sold off my TV, Xbox, projector, everything I had. Just to be able to do this, and you know, and they're still coming after me for it, you know. And I always say it's her support because she, you know, she'll talk to me about how she's going to go buy the new iPhone, she's going to buy purses with it, you know, and that's what really
absolutely
jabs the knife in.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a job.
Oh no, she definitely doesn't. And,
should she?
And I'm fighting right now for 50-50 custody. Which I believe she's only fighting me for, because then I wouldn't be paying support. You know, then I could actually put the money towards my daughter.
That's what she wants. She's a parasite. She's just one of these parasites that, you know, just doesn't – she wants to get all the government goodies she can get. She doesn't care how much the government's fingers are in her life. And, if she can – obviously, she went directly to child services and put you on child support. She didn't put any arrangements in where, you know, you guys could talk about it or anything like that. She went directly to the man.
If I may, Matt,
that's what she's trained to do. Yeah.
What was it that she was like when you met her?
Oh, it's a long story, but as it always is, she was great. We were in love, you know, the whole mm-hmm. cliche thing. And basically, what had happened was, I had a woman before her that I was engaged to be married to for four. You know, we were together 4 years, engaged for one. I go away for business for a week, and we were about to have a child. She has an abortion while I'm gone without consulting me, saying, and then telling me when I get back. So I left that girl, meet this one very soon after. She's with a guy that can't have a child. And so she, you know, latches onto me because she knows I already have all this baby stuff. She knows I want a kid. So, you know, we conceive a child. And then not one or 2 days after that, she leaves me up in New York. Moves back in with her old boyfriend who couldn't have a baby.
She got what she wanted.
Yep. She basically stole my seed. And, you know, and now I'm down here. She never expected me to.
She didn't steal the seed. She could have gotten that likely for free with some kind of contract. She wanted.
Stole your money.
Yeah. She wanted you to be on the hook. She's not going to marry this guy. She did that,
well,
she would
lose child
support.
Well, I can force her to. Yeah. I'm forcing her to, or she's going to have to move out of that house. Which is just,
interesting.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's something you can do because he's just a stranger in the eyes of the law, you know. I have a right because I have joint legal custody of her to say who she lives with. Mm. And until they're married.
It's stories like this that encouraged me to get a vasectomy. I mean, some of these people out there that take advantage of one another over things like a child, it's so despicable that she's using this child, and it's not just women that do it, obviously, but that she's using this child as a pawn. To get what she wants, which is to live large on somebody else's efforts. Despicable.
Yeah. And the system's set up for the woman, too. I mean, I never really noticed it until I went through it, but it's definitely set up so that. And actually, I hear the music playing. I was hoping to tell a quick civil disobedience story.
Fair enough. We'll bring it back for it. Hang on. 800-259-9231. After everything you've been through, you deserve an angry break. It's horrible. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and read whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. So enjoy those, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you could just click and download. They're yours. You can get the last 7 days worth right there on the front page of the website. And then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you back to 2006. It's all free, and it's brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. It doesn't matter whether it's just a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. They have templates, thousands of templates, and they can host you at HostGator.com. Just use the HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to get there. That way they can know it came from us. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your calls. Matt is still with us, listening in Virginia. Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to tell a quick story, a bit of civil disobedience I did actually a couple of years ago with Joe, actually, from he lives up there in New Hampshire.
Excellent.
I went to school up in Rochester, New York, and we used to drive down for summers down by New York City. It's about, a 6-7 hour drive. It takes a while. So, we hit the road and, usually we'd see about, 15 to 20 stadies on the way down. And, this one particular instance, we actually ran into one and he was, speeding. So I decided to follow him, go the same speed, stay 3 car lanes back. But we're driving down the highway going about 90, 85 miles an hour about between there. He didn't have his lights on or anything, so I just followed him. We followed him for probably about an hour, hour and a half, for a long, long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a long drive. That was the thing. We were like, I wonder how far we can follow this guy, And we followed him for quite a bit, and then out of the blue, he just slams on his brakes, slams on them, and then flips on his lights, pulls to the side. I slam on mine, too, coming to almost a complete stop. And then, I decide to slowly drive past him, and of course, he pulls me over, and he comes up to the car, and, I already had my license and registration out, but he says, you know how fast you were going? How fast you were going? And then he says to me, is your speedometer broken? And I say, is your speedometer broken? And then he says, only children ask a question answer with a question when they're asked a question.
And I say, I know that's a true statement, but okay.
Yeah, he says that, and then I'm like, well, I'm not the one wearing a cowboy hat right now.
Oh,
yeah, he didn't like that. I got a ticket. it was just great to see the double standard. Yeah, just to see his face when, he just realized, and he told me he was on his way to a call, and I told him, for the last hour and a half, you've been driving to a call.
Man, you're the slowest responder I've ever seen, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he ended up writing me up for disobeying a traffic control device, which I thought was pretty funny because I was on a highway and there are none.
What is a traffic control device?
Maybe him, the robot.
I think it's
cop.
It's like a stoplight, if you run a red light.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is it?
Yeah, exactly. And he came up to the window. He's like, you know what? I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to write you up for disobeying because he told me it's not a moving violation, which was a lie because it was.
But of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I won't write you up for speeding. And I was like, well, you'd have to write yourself up for speeding,
Yeah. But what a guy.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just wondering, Ian, I know you're an idiot savant when it comes to affiliates. And do you know of one down in the Richmond, Virginia area? Are you guys down here?
No, I don't think so. No, Norfolk and Mount Jackson is all we've got. Charlottesville. That's what we've got.
Okay, what's the one in Norfolk?
Norfolk?
Yeah.
WTAR, 850. You can check our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. But just to get back to your story real quick here.
Okay.
He wrote you a ticket for failure to obey a traffic device?
Yeah, traffic control device.
Well, what would happen if you took that to court? Oh, hey, I'm doing you a favor, because he knows that most people pay. And
yes.
So when the cops approach you with a move like that, I'm cutting your brake here, this failure to obey, it's, only a $50 fine instead of a $200 fine. So, I'm a really great guy. Hey, here you go. And then okay, great. Not guilty. Let's go to court. All right, officer, let's call him up to the stand here. Now, which traffic device did I fail to obey?
In the middle of I-90 did I disobey?
Yeah. Exactly. And, I ended up, I was in college, so I wasn't going to drive back down to that court.
Right,
you know, I had
right.
classes and stuff, so I ended up just paying it.
Sure,
but,
and he knew
it was
that,
definitely
probably.
Worth the $50 to, Ask him why he's wearing a cowboy hat.
It would have been even better if you'd actually been broadcasting live at quick.com. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Sean, you had mentioned during the break that you had a child support-related story. Or?
Yeah, actually, it's a personal story. My parents separated when I was maybe 3 years old, and for a while my father paid child support to my mother, who had both me and my sister. And about the time I was five, I moved in with him. So he stopped paying child support to her because it seemed really silly to both of them for him to send a child support to her for my sister and her to send a child support to him for me, which was what they assumed the deal would be. So 10 years passed. He gets cancer, goes in, checks into the hospital. And the first thing that happens is two state troopers show up and take him into custody inside the hospital for failure to pay child support for the last 10 years.
Well, wait a minute. What about his ex-wife? Was she also taken into custody for failure to pay child support?
No, she was not.
No. It is totally a system that is biased towards towards the woman, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, I don't. It would be difficult to argue the opposite of that. Certainly, there are cases where women get screwed in family law situation, but they are the exception and not the rule.
So, how did that end up panning out?
Well, my mother called the state troopers in New Jersey and explained the situation, and it all worked out okay in the end, and they released him, and there was no need to pay any child support.
How long did he stay in jail?
He did not go to jail. He was under police custody while in the hospital. He was unable to go to jail. He was seriously ill.
Got it.
So
wow.
It did work out in the end, but it was a rather messy situation from complete bureaucratic.
Right, confidence. In the middle of a scenario where you don't need a messy situation.
Yeah. While you're checking in for cancer treatment?
Yeah, that's the one.
A little bit of extra stress there that you weren't looking for. Thanks, guys. Protect and serve. 1-800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. Mark, let's do the 200 fireworks slipping by the TSA. What happened?
From bbc.co.uk. Rochdale man took 200 fireworks on U.S. plane. An airline passenger claims he was allowed to take more than 200 fireworks on two flights in the U.S. Paul Jones, 29, from Rochdale, Greater Manchester, flew across the U.S. from Kansas to Houston and back to the U.K. with a bag of bangers and a lighter. It was only when he arrived at Heathrow Airport earlier this month that officials expressed concern, he said. A spokesman for the U.S. Transportation Security Administration said officials were investigating the claim. For one, it's against the law to carry a lighter on an airplane, but I suspect that the fireworks were probably verboten, too, and they just miss them.
Is it true that you can't carry a lighter? I thought they repealed that.
I think so.
Really?
But I may be wrong. I mean, please do not take your legal advice from freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.
Yeah, we don't do that stuff here. But more coming up with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. The TSA, keeping you safe. We'll focus a little more on them here in a moment. And take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. calls for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, you know, while you're dialing those numbers, check out promote.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is one of the very best ways to spread the message of liberty far and wide. You don't have to ruin your relationships like caller previously trying to convert your loved ones. Let Free Talk Live ruin your relationships for you. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Check out all the ways that you can promote the show. It's promote.freetalklive.com.
All right, the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Now, what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, there are certain people who support the state that don't want you to. They're very upset that New Hampshire has been chosen and that hundreds of people have already made the move here and are getting active in various different ways, from inside the system to outside to media creation to all kinds of different things that are going on here. They're very upset about that. And the more people that get here, the better. The more every new activist that we get here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is another reason for the statists to leave. Because they're either going to have to change their viewpoint, this way I see it at least, they're going to have to change their viewpoint and embrace the ideas of freedom, or they're going to be very, very frustrated for a long time. Because they would like to believe that it's all just going to go away, that if they just get angry enough and vitriolic enough, that they'll scare us off. There's somebody over at the Free Keen Forum that's posting insults now. Oh, my God, please don't call me an S-head. Don't call me mean names. Oh, that's it. I'm packing it up. I'm going home. You know what? This has been a mistake. Some people are upset about the activism here. No. More people are coming. They can count on it. Status, the people that support violence, institutionalized violence, the monopoly on violence, they can count on it that more people are coming here to New Hampshire. People around the world are watching what's going on up here. We get emails, we get phone calls from people saying, look, I'm paying attention. It's so interesting what you're doing up there, and I want to be there. I just can't make it yet. It's going to be a few years. It's going to be next year. It's going to be 2 years. It's going to be 5 years. Whatever. People have their plans, and they are going to move. And as more people get here and if they love freedom, they're going to get active, and there's not much the statists are going to be able to do about it. Join the fun. Go to freestateproject.org. Sean, you've been here now since December, and good choice, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Best decision I ever made. But I do have a solution for the statists. There's a project out there called the Free Lunch Project. It's an effort to move 20,000 statists and welfare recipients to the same place to create the perfect socialist utopia. I believe they've selected Massachusetts.
It's a good choice.
So the New Hampshire natives won't even have that far to go.
I love it. That's great. Freelunchproject.org, is that the
one? I believe so.
Yeah, and for those of you that actually love freedom and understand what liberty means, go to freestateproject.org. And get on board. Get on up here as soon as you possibly can, because the fun just keeps getting more fun.
Just keeps getting funner.
I avoided saying funner, but I was thinking about it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls. Doug is in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Right. Hey, a few days ago, you had Stephanie from Pork Therapy on, and we're talking about communicating liberty ideas in general. You had a guy call in who used a term I hadn't heard either, the
anarcho-syndicalist?
Anarcho-nationalist.
Anarcho-nationalist, yes, exactly. And, hold on, put my groceries off the seat there. Okay, good. Anyway, so he was trying to make a point, and I think you guys were kind of missing it, and very common. He was calling and saying he liked certain institutions, and he was talking about, you know, family and church, and you guys thought he was sort of like, well, you're more the statist type, you're, you know, why do you have those things? And I think what he was meaning is that he was looking for institutions, and many people are this way, by the way, the personality type. If you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs stuff at all, they're called guardians. I know of in California, we study this stuff in our Libertarian Party stuff constantly, and David Berglund teaches a class on it. The Guardians make up 40% of the population. They love to vote. They love to be part of civic groups. And there's a place for people like that. They're 40% of the population. So when he is saying those groups and those organizations, I think he could be happy with, you know, they join the Boy Scouts, Kiwanis, the Masons, their church. They like schools. They like to be part of something, and it's important for them to be and have this tradition. He mentioned that word. And the way you talk to them is you talk about just like that, you know, order and tradition. And we can do that and attract this 40% of the people who largely are statists. It's true, because statism provides lots of groups and lots of clubs and lots of clans. So promoting the private clans and groups and clubs like Scouts and all those other groups we mentioned already is a good idea. And I think he may have, you know, he may have felt most welcome, and he was saying you guys never talk about these things. And it's true, because we are usually rationals and, you know, a few idealists thrown in for fun, but they're a huge part of the population.
I'm not even familiar with, you know, I just don't even remember the call. So
you were listening that night too, right?
I don't know.
Stephanie was on?
Oh, she was on. I'm sorry. I thought that they had called. Never mind. I guess I wasn't available for that one.
Yeah, you weren't here, Mark. Sean, did you happen to hear that show by chance?
I'm quite a bit behind on my podcast, so I haven't heard it yet. No.
Yeah, I guess so.
Even Lou Rockwell was on.
Yeah. So let me see if I'm understanding you here, Doug. You're saying that the guy that was on calling himself an anarcho-nationalist, he was describing nation as tradition, the people with a certain belief system. He was describing nation as anything but a state or a government or whatever it is that we typically believe or think of when we hear the term nation. When you hear the term nation, do you think of a group of people that have traditions and
similar cultures? I think that's mostly true for most of the world in sort of organic nations. I'm not talking about the nations with straight lines where, you know, some white guys come along and drawn those lines and made groups of people live together. But I do think that...
Like the Lakota Nation or something.
Yeah, I think that those things are true in other parts of the world. However, here in the United States, when people talk about culture, they basically they're basically, well, to me, it's just couching sort of a bigoted feeling, really.
I'd never accuse this man of that at all.
No, he didn't.
What I did say was he was concerned that he didn't hear the same buzzwords that he was used to being around people that he likes to be around, the people that are real traditionalists or whatever it was he was trying to describe when he was talking about being an anarcho-nationalist, which we kind of pointed out that it sounded confusing and that the term nation certainly has this.
Did you ask him what his nationality was?
No, I don't think we asked him that.
Because that's a good question for a guy like that. What is your nationality?
That would have been a good question. But no, he was just describing what it meant to him, to what a nation meant, and it ended up being a discussion about the term nation. And then we ended up letting him know, look, there are people here that have traditions. People celebrate Christmas and they get married, and there are all kinds of traditions here in the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire. So I think that we got that across.
Well, I know, but I think that almost sounded like placating and, you know, sort of like, we have marriages up here. And what he's looking for are the things you actually go out of your way to avoid. Certain pronouns such as we, us, those things that you say, no, I didn't do that, it's I. And so many people are about groups and clubs and we and us and feeling a belonging sense to a greater, movement, club, purpose, etc. I know we have that. That's the challenge, is to get that across. You did a little bit, which is good. But, Mark over there next to you, he leans very Guardian also. He talks about the flag and the national anthem and these things make him feel good. So there is a Guardian right there who you can draw on for how to speak to some of these people.
Well, I guess he called on the wrong night.
Yeah, Ian's never learned to speak to me.
Hey, Doug, thanks for the call. Yeah, Mark's here tonight, but the guy called when Mark wasn't here.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, I did what I could, Look, guy, there are people here that like your traditions. I'm just not one of them. So I've got my own traditions. We started our own traditions here. They're like the nightcap, people partying down in Central Square. That's a tradition, isn't it?
That's real family value.
It's becoming one, yeah.
Bring your family out. Nightcap. More coming up. See you in more in a moment.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but there is enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, a great way to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can help support Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and you will help spread freedom. It's so simple and it's affordable. $3 a month is all we're asking for, the price of a cup of coffee. It allows us to do industry outreach. We can contact radio stations, and we can advertise, and industry publications go to talk radio conventions. We're looking at doing one out on the West Coast. We haven't been out to the West Coast for a while, which will require us to fly, but we'll do it because, you know, it's the right thing to do. Got to press the flesh with these people. They got to see you. They got to know that you exist. And that
I can't
serious.
Say I'm thrilled to death about it. But I mean, the other option is driving across, 3,000 miles cross country with you.
That's a tough choice. That's a really tough choice.
TSA agent sticking his finger in my bum, or right, spending 2 days in a vehicle with Ian.
Yeah, and then you're dealing with possible breakdowns, and who knows what other drama can happen in a 3,000-mile journey across the country. In fact, the boys from Liberty on Tour, just as an aside, our friends Pete and Adam apparently broke down in St. Louis today, right in an intersection.
Bummer.
Marv broke down the Mobile Authority Resistance vehicle. So I guess that means a lot of traffic probably saw the advertisements as they were driving by Marv being broken down. Anyway, so hopefully we'll hear good things from them next week as they give us another update on what's going on. But anyway, Free Talk Live AMP program, you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more. Get on board for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you know what we had this fireworks during? Kind of got distracted, sidetracked. And
well, somebody called in. It's a show about your call, so, you know.
Right, but what's the rest of the story? So this guy from the UK, right? He snuck 200 fireworks.
Firecrackers, yeah.
Firecracker. Okay, so that's a little smaller then, right? Because firecrackers are pretty tiny. But nonetheless, 200 is still a decent amount,
well,
right?
Well, know, what are these people supposed to be stopping?
Explosives.
Not drugs. Not, you know, I mean, even a gun isn't that dangerous up in an airplane. I mean, you're talking about explosives. They're the number one thing, and they're missing firecrackers.
Yeah.
Listen to the guy's story. They call them, this is from the BBC, and so they're going to call firecrackers bangers here. I may just substitute the word firecracker for banger. Anyway, a spokesman for the U.S. Transportation... What's that?
Now, don't they call cookies crumpets over there?
I don't know. I'm not going to
biscuits. Don't they call them biscuits, don't they?
I've heard that.
I'm not British. I don't know.
Transportation Security Administration officials said they were investigating the claim. Continental Airlines said it did not have a record of the incident, but that warned customers about hazardous materials prohibited on aircraft. Firecrackers, which are explosives packed in a small tube, in case you didn't know, are banned. Well, it's possible. They've been banned in the UK under the fireworks safety regulations since 1997.
So, yeah, youngsters may not have any clue.
They've even seen these things. Don't know what a firecracker is. The U.S. federal law, lots of fun they are over there in the UK. U.S. federal law prohibits hazardous materials such as
bangers.
Fireworks from being used. They also, sausages are called bangers over there. Some
really?
Type of sausage, yeah. Being included in either checked or carry-on baggage. You cannot bring firecrackers on an airplane.
So this, wait a minute, this guy from the UK actually had contraband then.
Yes, and he knew it. Mr. Jones had been visiting Wichita, Kansas during U.S. Independence Day celebrations on July 4th and was left with a bag of Black Cat fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Deciding to take them home to Greater Manchester, he did not consider the security implications. I guess he didn't know. I put them in my pocket, walked through, then put them on a gray tray at customs and security. They had to go through the x-ray, he said.
He put them on out in a tray?
Yeah, I thought that he would. I had read that part, but I didn't realize that he hadn't considered the security implications. So it was...
it's in plain view then. He didn't just leave it in the bag.
He showed them, essentially. It was when Mr. Jones arrived back at Heathrow earlier in August that his prohibited goods were discovered by UK staff.
Interesting.
So in customs, basically, is where he got it. I was waiting for my suitcase at the carousel when I picked it up, and I opened it and put my tobacco and everything inside the carry-on. The customs said I was looking suspicious, so they pulled me, emptied it all out, asked me how I got it through customs. Despite their concerns, Mr. Jones was allowed to leave with the fireworks. In a statement,
look here, what's with these bangers?
A statement the Department of Transportation's Aviation Deck said that it was not aware of the incidents and that it was a matter for U.S. authorities. A spokesperson for Continental Airlines, the airline Mr. Jones flew with, said that they really don't freaking care. It's the TSA's problem.
Mm-hmm.
And however, our airport
TSA saying, well, what?
However, our airport agents are trained to respond immediately. They become aware of any such security breach.
Which they weren't.
Yeah, we warn customers on our website about hazardous materials which are prohibited in aircraft, because everybody goes and scours that crap. A spokesperson for the TSA says we're government bureaucrats and you've got to pay our salaries, so screw you people. They're investigating the incident, examining the airport closed circuit television footage in relation to the claims. So I'm sure they'll fire the bureaucrats that were responsible for this horrible breach.
They don't even know, right? They don't even know who did it.
This bumbling incompetence.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry
to
say.
So wait, did something happen to this guy when he got over there besides them just confiscating it?
No, they took his firecrackers.
Okay, so he didn't get arrested for having contraband?
No, this is the UK. I mean, he would have got arrested in the United States for trying for accidentally bringing them, but no.
But I thought they were contraband in the UK, so you don't get arrested for it. They just take your contraband.
Hey, look, they don't run the same kind of police state in other countries that they do here.
I know, but I thought the UK
United States
was worse.
Incarcerates. No, it's not. It's the sort of nanny state aspect of it is worse.
Okay, but they got
but
more
the
cameras.
United States, right, they've got more cameras, but they have far fewer incarcerated people per capita.
Yeah, okay.
The United States, they understand the concept of locking people up and then taxing the public in order to support those locked up people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that around the rest of the world nearly as much. Maybe they'll get it some point in the future. Maybe they won't. Maybe it's contrary to their social atmosphere.
What would have happened to him if they had caught him with fireworks?
It wouldn't have been good. But what's the question is, we're clear what's going to happen. It would have been terrible what happened to him. What's going to happen to the TSA? I mean, who's
nothing.
Responsible
nothing.
For this?
Not a
nothing.
Thing. Not I mean, a thing.
When's the last time you flew, Sean?
93.
Wow.
That's staying off planes. You don't even know what it's like there.
I'm impressed.
I was
I was 11. I don't remember it.
Nice.
I just flew to Chicagoland Midway Airport. And as I'm going through, same thing you always see. First, they got in that little glassed off area where they're shaking people down. First, they got a 7-year-old girl, 9-year-old girl, something like that.
Yeah.
They're shaking her down.
Give her what's for.
Yeah. Then when I was.
And grandma, too.
I looked
make
away,
sure you
and
don't...
then, you know, sure enough, grandma's
don't
in there.
The
next time I look up. Incredible.
Yeah.
The lady, I go through, I don't beep the thing. She's like, you got anything else in your pockets? I check my pockets. Actually, I do come up with something. So she calls me back and looks at it and says, oh, go ahead. You know, just.
Hey, did they have one of the sniffer machines? Did they have the X-ray machine?
No.
No X-ray machine? The X-ray scanner?
No, they didn't have anything like that. There's just a metal detector.
So I guess they haven't rolled those out then completely.
Not completely.
You'd think a big airport like Chicago would have that stuff.
Oh, I didn't go fly out of Chicago. I flew out of Manchester, New Hampshire.
I thought you said you flew into Chicago.
I did fly into Chicago. They don't need to shake you down
on the way
when
in.
You're getting into their taxi cabs.
Right, and then you drove back.
Yes,
that was
that's correct.
Got it.
Actually, I didn't get a taxi cab. My wife came and picked me up. But
righto. Anything else? Any highlights from your trip, Mark, that you haven't shared with us?
Oh, I went to the. I stopped off at the factory where they make Totosacs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What the heck happened to Totosac? Because their website is down.
You can go to Totosac.
We advertised them for so long.
You can go to Totosac.net, Totosac.us, Totosac.info.
Oh.
But Totosac.com, the person who handles their internet. Drop the ball on the renewal Totosac.com. They will, however, get it back, I believe, in December or November. They've got it all arranged. They're working on it. Totosac.com is sort of, taken right now.
That's good because I need another Totosac. Yeah. I've been very upset. I've lost one of the Totosacs, and it's just not the same having one.
You've got to have two, at least.
One's fun. It helps, but... Better to have two.
It's cheaper to buy them in the family pack. But, the guy Skip that runs Totosac, just an incredibly nice guy. And that factory where they make those things, they make all kinds of things. Mostly they do sort of industrial work for people who need plastic parts and things like that. They do have a couple of their own items that they do. And Totosac is sort of one of them. But he's an inventor. He's invented several things for extruding machines that are used around the world now. And I suspect he does all right just based on his inventions. But he runs this thing, loves his work.
So where's the factory, St. Louis?
No, it's in Chicago. It's just outside Chicagoland. It's just outside Chicago in Bensonville. And, a guy who loves his work and loves showing it off is just anybody who's passionate about their work is fun to hear.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Always appreciate it. More coming up here tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.